This is a Fox News alert. Russian troops target Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, hoping to take control of the seat of the Ukrainian government.
Big question here at this point really seems to be not if, but when Russian forces will arrive here in the capital. According to U.S. defense officials, they say those forces are now just 20 miles away. Russians not yet in control of the capital here, but advancing on several fronts. More than 25 cities were attacked. More than 160 short-range missiles fired.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev reports hearing several explosions in the last few hours. Ukrainian forces greatly outnumbered by invading Russian troops, but Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, telling Fox's special report with Brett Baer.
Those people who say it's a lost cause, they don't know Ukrainians. We will fight. This is our land. These are our people.
Ukraine's President Zelensky telling his countrymen he is the number one target for Russian troops, his family second on the kill list, but he says they're staying. President Biden imposing new sanctions.
Russia's largest banks are cut off from the U.S. economy, and assets of wealthy Russian oligarchs are frozen as part of a sanctions package President Biden says will impose a severe cost to Russia.
We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen.
The sanctions package also includes export controls designed to limit Russia's ability to import components for their aerospace, defense, and high-tech sectors.
This is going to take time, and we have to show resolve so he knows what's coming, and so the people of Russia know what he's brought on them.
President Biden says more severe sanctions remain possible.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Sources tell Fox News the president has decided whom he will nominate to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. But so far, no indication of who it is. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Poor marks for the direction of the country in the latest Fox News poll.
68% of voters polled said they're dissatisfied with the way things are going in the country. 58% said the country is worse off now than a year ago. That's up 8 points compared to the same time in 2019. The president's job approval is at 43%, and he's underwater on approval ratings across many topics, the lowest approval being on immigration at 34%, the highest being on COVID at 47%. The number one concern respondents have is inflation, followed by jobs in the economy, then COVID, then immigration. More than 70% of respondents said they are paying more now for groceries, gas, and utilities. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Missouri Senator Josh Hawley telling the opening day of the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando the president's energy policies are hurting Americans.
He shuts down American energy production and greenlights Russian energy production. He greenlights Putin's pipeline and he shuts down American pipelines. Is it any wonder? That Vladimir Putin feels emboldened to do whatever the heck it is he wants to do.
Senator Hawley says he will introduce a bill next week to restore American energy production to 100%. A federal court jury Thursday convicting three former Minneapolis police officers of depriving George Floyd of his civil rights by not intervening when he was fatally restrained by another officer. George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams, reacting.
He shuts down American energy production.
Hopefully this is a step in the right direction for people that's in power to do the right thing, you know, to change laws and policies, you know, that's going to protect people from these situations.
The officers still face state charges of aiding and abetting Derek Chauvin in Floyd's death. Centers for Disease Control will reportedly announce Friday an end to face mask recommendations. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.